Namen der Malois und schöne Weisheit.
He wants to order the car for Motzei Shabbos. Now pick him up straight after Nacht. Four passes should be a problem. Because you're making him do a melacha if you're on Shabbos. The only way you can cancel your passes is to drive the car on Shabbos. So he says over here, some of the... Oh, I can't believe this.
What's the shit
funny, I've got the wrong Maramachim again. I have funny, right? So what's going on with this halacha? Why? It's unbelievable. Anyway, here it is. It's an iron test. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Erech Shabbos, the Yisrael Shabbos, pastors should be a problem. Because you're asking a goy to come to your Makshav, means you're asking for a delivery, not a delivery, you're asking for the goy to pick you up from your house as soon as it's Shabbos, it goes out. He's going to have a mile. Someone told me how to decide once I have to catch a plane. He's going to have a mile in the airport. I don't know what he did. He took his dollar with him in the airport. Took everyone in the airport. He had to catch it. Let's say Nacht's 10:30. He has to be at the airport at 11 o'clock. He's got no time to play about. No mile, nothing. He says, Borja Mabdil, 10:30. The taxi's waiting outside from 10:30. He goes in. Oh, I have to do that.
Why can't you do that?
Oh, I'm sure. So why not? Good question. So the third is that the chur is problematic because you're making the goy come on Shabbos. The only way he can get to your 10:30 marriage when it's Nacht is if he drives his car on Shabbos. The whole problematic. But that's always a lachaim. That's never a heter in Hilchas Amir Lachim. Every guy gets paid for doing a job. He's not allowed to do a job for you. He's called your worker. You mustn't pay him for it. It's still called. You know, he's done enough shame. He wants to do it for himself.
You're right, but he's in a bedroom door to get the whiskey.
Ah, so let's see about it. No, it's different. Payment is different though when you employ someone. So you're employing them over here. So on that note, Shabbos says, interesting. So she has men. My air of Shabbos, not she can't be able to say Shabbos, taking on air of Shabbos, on Moshe Shabbos. But Zoe came, sorry, I'm not going to say Shabbos. Yes, Lord of Mahatis, so he brings down over here, possibly if you imagine. But anyway, first of all, thy advice has this. Thy advice said, that's a problem, you can't do it. He wants to say, let me finish actually, what I want to say. He makes a difference, very interesting story. He says, grasp 100%, but he says, it's Bechelet. If you ask for a car to be delivered to you on Motzei Shabbos, I mean, someone goes to Avis Rentals, are they still around Avis?
Yeah.
Still around, he's around Friday. Let's go to Avis Rentals. He says, Avis Rentals, I need a car delivered to me at 10:30 on Saturday night, which is a monetary shock. That is the problem, because you want that car to come. Masha Enkin, he says, a taxi driver, you're not interested, I don't know what it means, then. You're not interested in a taxi, you're interested in the guy coming. So the Mela, the service only starts when he comes to you. Till he comes to you, you don't care what he does. You don't need him for the, you don't need the car to come to you before 10:30. You only need him really from 10:30 onwards. Interesting Swara, right? Like, yes, Lord, it's interesting Swara what he says. And therefore he wants to say that it's not too bad. He means my advice says, Osa, and we saw yesterday from the initial Shabbos as well, the Asa said, not possible Asa in this case. But he wants to say maybe it's better in this case. Okay, then we spoke yesterday about going to the car up to the hotel rooms with the magnetic cards. Now someone asked me yesterday, which I didn't get a chance to look at it today. I did not look at it today. But the question is whether the magnetic card is muksa. It's also a good question. That magnetic card should be muksa. It's the only way to get to your hotel room. So the chayr should be muksa. Well, let's leave that aside, the problem of the magnetic card. The question was, how can you get into your bedroom, your hotel room, the bedroom's closed, and you need a magnetic card to get inside. What do you do? So, it looks like it's not poshers. The maestro, a few eights that he gave yesterday, one of the eights that he gave yesterday was to, put something in the room. Let's just find this Maramachim again.
I think you told me yesterday.
I said yesterday, but I was trying to remember where it was. He brought down the bottom here, this is the wrong thing. I'm much luckier with my simonim here. Right, here it is. Here he says over here that what you can do with flaters. Yona Nochi Shech Mechedra, Bakbuk Mashke, Minim Sikavura, he claims he's got a bottle of wine, or whiskey, or whatever, in the room, for him, or Matona Acheres, and the guy opens the door to get the Matona. That is called Adapta Nafshez Achilish. And they asked yesterday, what about putting money there for a tip? I don't know. Answer, I'm not sure. Once money is involved, I'm not sure. I don't know. Good question. That was ace number one. Number two is, according to Eliashiv, that's a siluk. All it is removing a hanor, so getting into the room is okay. And then he said the other one was, which is also not so practical, is to leave the door slightly ajar, not to use the room, not to close the door. Someone told me that today, I was with someone today, he told me that some of these hotel rooms, one of these hotel rooms, when you go into, there's no electricity that works. You have to put a magnetic card into like a slot. But that's much worse in that case there. The guy puts that into much making a circuit for you. And he's making a noise. The lights go on, the electrics go on. That's mamish a noise.
It's the same guy who opened the door for you. He's looking for his whiskey.
Yeah, so if you're using a whiskey, it's quite right. But if you're using a whiskey, if it's not that light, out, it's not dark in the room. Yeah, if it's light in the room and you can see his whiskey without you putting light in, then what is that?
You don't
need it.
You don't need it,
man. You could get dark later. You're going to have so that you have to know. That you have to know about what you're going to do. He says that's problematic, Taka. And someone said yesterday, now if you don't even find a boy at the bottom of the stairs to open the door for you, it's all computerized. You have to come with your phone, your smartphone, wherever it is, and you have to tap in a number to get in. And these are the very modern things. I don't know. These things make these are problematic, which I don't want you to do. That's very problematic. That's what we said yesterday. Those were the eights that we said yesterday in the Chayyim to get into the room. I said, I'm not sure about this car, whether it's Muxa. It's a good Shaila, whether this car is Muxa. The Chayyim, this car is Muxa.
Would you use
a credit card for something else?
You could do, because there's no value other to you,
me. Extra time. Maybe it's called case on this. You say maybe it's called case on this. I'm not sure if it's strong. You're not scared to use it? Use it for anything? Sorry?
You
set
aside for that purpose before Shabbos.
It was a bit of a joke,
you know. Right, for you technically use it as a book now, that's fine.
No one does.
Let me just write down that. Yeah, it's good. I hear what you're saying. I mean, after that, I have to open the door.
You can't use the door
anymore. No, but a guy can.
After we have it.
Yeah. So you're allowed to hold it because the guy's allowed to open it. That's what he's saying. I don't know, it sounds a bit funny. I say, how did I find it? Open the door with a card. I don't know. It's a good point. I don't know.
They have a key also.
There was a key.
Yeah, that's true.
There was a key.
Okay, we're going to come to that now, man. That's interesting. That's an interesting point. So you say, well, you could open it with a key.
They have glass. They
have a key.
You're saying there's a way to put the hex, you say. But let's just come to that. It's an interesting point, you say. That's the day shift, right, you see. And that is the halachas of when a goy can do malacha for you, which, Mosh, let's say, for example, the case what we're talking about over here, I don't know what's happened with all my Maram Akobot, I can't understand it. What's going on, Moshe? What's going on here with all my Maram Akobot?
Some prints, it's 14 away from the numbers.
Oh, yeah?
It's 14 to be add. I can't remember if you add 14 or take away 14.
Not bad. 13, 14. Good thing you came tonight, you see? Good thing you came tonight. I'll talk to him, sugar. Yes, I go, oh, can't find a man on the coast. I can't find a man on the coast. What? He's changed his change of state of it.
It's something.
See, there's a posh with terrorists for everything, you know that. Very simple. Very simple terrorists. So here's the basic thing over here. So put on a shesh, that's whatever, and mutter, whatever, and answer. Something which you can do with their hetzer, with their hisser. So this is a classic example. I'll read out what he says over here. Someone tells a goy to do something for him on Shabbos, that the goy could do it with derech hetzer. He could. And it's normal, it's possible to do it with derech hetzer, not abnormal to do it with derech hetzer. He says, the goy decides to do it with derech hetzer. And then he says, in many cases there's no problem. What's a classic example? This everyone knows an example. For example, you tell the goy to wash your dishes on Friday night. Now the goy, when he's going to wash your dishes, he's going to use a hot water system. He's not going to use cold water. Le Meister, it's not so far-fetched to use cold. You can wash with cold water as well. It will get rid of most of the stuff. Kiddush, no Isa. So therefore, the poskim say that that's mutter. Where this comes from is very interesting, actually. It's not a klo halachos, but he brings down with it, it's like, ke'en, if you tell a goy to fix your car for you on Tuesday, you bring your car to him on Tuesday, and you ask him, can you fix it? He says, yeah. The mice say, he fixes it on Shabbos, decides to fix it on Shabbos. You didn't tell it to on Shabbos, so me'ikadin, that's mutter. Because you're not telling him when to do the work. You're not telling him not to do the work that he wants. So that's, he says, it's Ke'en's over here. The guy decides, in this case over here, that he's going to do the malacha in an istatic way. He's going to turn a hot water tap on. But I didn't tell him to turn a hot water tap. I felt quite happy to wash the cold water. That is mutter to do on Shabbos. So Ke'en's got a cleaner. You're allowed to ask the cleaner to wash the dishes. You know full well that the cleaner's going to use hot water. You can boil the cold water. There's no problem. Yeah, sorry.
You can't use the plate, though. You can't have an armpit.
You can't use?
Can't use the plates.
Why not?
Can't have an
ark. No, my friend, I'm not telling you. No, yes, sir. Because since the goy was not even a heter, then they don't ask for what the goy did.
He's not going to have to use that
himself. Yeah, you hear what I'm saying? If the goy could have done it by heter, he decided to do this, that's completely on his own das, we don't look at his own for these or all that. That's mutter. Sorry, I'm talking. Yeah, that's the chiddush. He's quite right. There's no man in this case. We look at that. He says, who I did over here, for example, if someone's on the first floor, I don't know how it works in these hotels, but if someone's on the first floor in the hotel, and he orders the kitchen service to bring up a meal to him in his bedroom, they say, yeah, now they're going to come in a lift. That's allowed, he said, because they couldn't easily walk. The first floor is not in the world. To walk up the first floor, it's not unheard of people working before, growing up in the first floor. So in that case, he says over here, it's mutter to do. You can ask him to bring up even on the second floor. Actually, he knows the guy is going to use the lift. He's going to use it.
Like the 14th floor.
Hold it. He knows the guy is going to use the lift. That is taka, no problem at all. Because since it's normal, it's very possible for him to use the floor, the walking, that's right. Om nom, Reb Chaim. Em achenu bekoim begevoya. If it's on a high floor, it's not normal for him to schlep up so many floors. I don't know what the shear is, I'm not sure what it is. But you can imagine, a 10th floor was done already. He's not going to schlep up on a 10th floor.
9th floor
as well. What? 9th floor as well. What's 9th floor? That's not right. What? I'm saying, after the 2nd or 3rd floor, I would have thought already is more problematic. He's not going to schlep up. Why should he schlep up then? Much more normal, he's got a lift that he can use. Why should he not use a lift?
Yeah, but
she's
not washing dishes with cold water either.
That's why I don't understand mummies like this. I'm saying you can wash it as well with cold water. It doesn't really matter. It's much more convenient with hot water. But the mice side, I don't want to tell you, but I think the dishes come out the same way with cold water and hot water. It's a more convenient way because you get the grease off straight away, it comes out quicker. But the mice, it's the same thing.
It's a convenience.
It's a killer, I know you're right. The mice said most people won't wash with cold water. No, who washes with cold water? It's true.
Don't.
What?
Don't.
Sorry?
You never wash cold water.
You've never?
Wash
cold water. Don't wash cold water. But that's a pure convenience thing. I mean, it does the same job with cold water and hot water. No chilling. It's not more of a tirka. I don't know if it's called more of a tirka. I have to scrub a bit harder, but much more scrubbing needs to be done. So that's okay. So he says tackle. That's that case. Then he speaks about a very interesting case over here about a guy who's pushing someone in a wheelchair. Again, so you ask the guy to push on a wheelchair. I must tell you, I heard a moving story once with a particular robber. I'm not saying the story, but I think it's a gavaldic, like a limut. Apparently, someone told me there was a Rav who phoned up someone, an older person, and said, I have to ask you for mechila. So I said, Rav, he said, I'm happy to make it, but what for? He said, I'll tell you, many years ago, you asked me, a shayla, if a goy can push you to shul on Shabbos in a place where there's no Eruv. And I said to you, no, well, I think it's better you stay at home, having a home, rather than going to shul. He says, now, I must tell you, the Rav said, I'm in the same position, actually. I also wheelbound, and I realized how difficult it is to be at home for such a long time, not going to shul. Had I known that, he said, I would have allowed a non-Jew to push shul. So, interesting point. Yeah, it's not really a spot from the Rav, which is very, very nice, but that's what he said. Now, the Shaila is over here, this what he's talking about over here, the Oath of Shabbos, is the person who's A goy is a carer for a yid in a wheelchair. So you want him to go up to the 10th floor. Now that's very problematic because the only way the goy can take this yid up in the wheelchair is by lift. That the chosen office says. That's not called. You could do it ahead, you could wheel him up the stairs. It's not really possible. I mean, of course you could have, but the lift was broken, that's what you would do, but that's a tirche yisera, which is not mutter. It's not like it's done. That tuck is not allowed to be done. Masha Eichel, he says, if it's a mosh, only a few stairs to go down. What is Loshen over here? Omar Adam Gorman Kuma Namucha, but often Shane's a Troy Godla Loshen. It's a very low, it's a few steps only to go down with a wheelchair. I mean, you can go down with the lift, but I might say you could take him down with a wheelchair. That tucker might be allowed. So you have to always be shy. Is it so abnormal for the goy to use the hefstick away? If it is, and the only way to do it if it is, then you haven't got a setter. So that's what you want to say over here. That's what this hat of washing up Kalim with. It's exactly the same hat of washing up Kalim, that's what he speaks about over here. That's mutter, because the goy is doing it, he could use other water. This is a very controversial topic as well about washing a floor. Can you ask a goy to wash the floor on Shabbos?
Why
not? The many people ask, why yet, wouldn't you? So the shayla is pashtus, there's no way of washing a floor behetzer on Shabbos. Anyone got a way of washing the floor on Shabbos behetzer?
Dry cloth.
What?
Wet it with a non-squeezable, like a brush, and then wipe it with a towel.
Is that right? I don't ask this, but are you right? Are you allowed to wash a floor on Shabbos with a sponger? Are you sure? Without squeezing. Are you allowed to sponge on Shabbos?
I don't know.
No? I've before.
That's
what we're doing. Yeah? That's awesome, Rabbon. It's awesome, Rabbon, to wash a floor with even with a sponger, even where there's no tchita. It's when you wash a floor with a mop head, and you squeeze the juice out. So then you're over two things. You're over malabe. That's how you do malabe normally. You take the cloth, you wet it, and you wring out juice, the water. That's malabe. Or you could be over sita, depends if it's materials that are grown from the ground. So it's either malabe or sita, or both sometimes. So using a mop is problematic. To use a sponger is also awesome with Rabban, because Chazal don't allow a person to use a word about Asher Gumas. But sometimes there's a heter to wash a floor with a sponger. The moshel, for example, is if shus to shus, let's say the floor is in a shul, very, very dirty. It doesn't look very respectable, the people could slip or something like that. It's not hygienic. Or in the toilets in the shul, for example, where it's very unhygienic to have dirty toilets like that. So then there might be a heter of shus to shus. So then a goy might get to use a sponger in the toilets. If the goy now decides to use his mop and do it, the chayav mutter. You wouldn't be Rabbi Zai.
Yeah,
the only condition is what? What condition do you need to have? What?
He has to have
a sponge available. If he's got no sponge available, the only thing he's got there is a cloth, is a mop to wash, and he's got no heter. The whole heter is mixed that he could have done in a heter. So the chayri, he could have used a sponger to wash the floor. And that's, in certain cases, that's mutter. Shmus, I'm saying that, but tzorech in the hospital, or in a shoe, let's say, with a lot of people using a place, and it's dirty, or maybe people might slip, or it's not very pleasant. So you've got shmus, to use a sponger, that would allow him to use a sponger. If he then decides to use his mop, that's okay. Can he use the Hoover, Rabbi Yisai? Can he use the Hoover?
Yeah.
No, quite right. That's what Shmuel's goes. Another Issa. That's nothing to do with this over here. Even though it's more convenient for him, but there's a new Issa about Shmuel's goes. So, Kitzer, any case where the goy could do something which is not possible to do beheta without having to do Issa, washing up dishes, where you couldn't use cold water just the same way, or bringing the food up to, for example, the first floor in the hotel, where the goy could easily carry it without getting on the lift. That's mutter to ask the goy to do. When you're on the third or fourth or fifth floor in the hotel, where the goy is going to come by here, he's not going to walk there, then that's problematic to ask to bring up your meal to your menu. Okay, let me say.